I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. A major group representing Connecticut doctors says it may support a bill limiting first-time opioid prescriptions. That's if the final legislation allows prescribers some discretion. The bill was announced this week and would limit initial opioid prescriptions to 7 days for adults suffering from acute pain. For minors, all opioid prescriptions would be limited to a week. Patients could then go back to their doctors to get a refill. It's a measure meant to stem abuse of the drugs, which in high doses can cause respiratory failure and death.
This is obviously something that we know is a severe public health crisis, and our members are heavily involved in doing what they can to help address the crisis.
Ken Ferrucci is with the Connecticut State Medical Society, which represents physicians and primary care doctors. He says his organization helps start and maintain the state's prescription monitoring program in its push for greater availability of drugs like Narcan, which can save the life of an overdosing patient.
What we're really trying to make sure that we don't do is that we don't pass legislation that really ties the hands of medical professionals to make professional decisions as to what they need to do to treat their patients in the best manner possible.
Right now, the proposed bill does allow doctors some leeway. The initial 7-day cap doesn't apply at all to cancers or to other chronic pain conditions. And doctors can initially prescribe opioids in higher amounts if deemed medically necessary. They just need to document why.
We think that that's critical because there are situations where people need longer-term prescriptions for opioids.
Ferrucci says it's also important lawmakers consider the costs. But as the legislative process shakes out, Ferrucci says his group of doctors is likely to support the 7-day limit as long as they're able to use their professional judgment to override it when they're seeing some patients. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.